the one woman man is the first thing in the list, you are disqualified. This is not a principle, by the way, that is limited to the New Testament. If you go back even into the Old Testament, you hear the words of the psalmist, "He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me. He who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood shall not maintain his position before me." No one will minister to God and in the place of God who is not blameless. And when a sexual reproach comes into the life of a servant of the Lord, it is a permanent disqualification. It is a reproach that never goes away. Listen to Proverbs chapter 6, very specific words, verse 32. "The one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself does it." And that would be equally true with committing adultery with a man in a homosexual relationship. "Wounds and disgrace he will find," here's the key, "and his reproach will not be blotted out." It will never be removed. It is a permanent reproach, a permanent reproach. When this happens in the life of one who is a pastor or a minister, his role of pastor is permanently forfeited. He is not above reproach. He has brought upon himself a reproach that never goes away. Now, with that as a general background, just some things that I want you to understand, because I want you to understand you only get one opportunity at a life of integrity. Just one. Just one. I remember the words of Oscar Wilde, the great writer who lived in a day when homosexuals were all in the closet and they hid that horrific perversion. But he was discovered. The great writer Oscar Wilde was discovered, and he said, "I never dreamed that what I did in private, I would one day have to shout from the housetop." It's what the Bible says about, "Be sure your sins will find you out," which is a biblical way to say time and truth go hand in hand. Some men's sins are manifest before the judgment, and before that the church renders a judgment on